I'm Jim Cahill, and welcome to our Five Questions for an Emerson Expert podcast series. Today, I'm joined by James Bell. James is a principal process control consultant with more than 30 years of experience in the industry and in process automation. Welcome, James.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing? Good to be here.
I'm doing just great today. So I'd like to start out and ask everyone, what made you decide to pursue a STEM-based career, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math?
Well, probably the biggest influence was the fact that my dad was a mechanical engineer. And, of course, growing up, I did all things mechanical with him. He taught me from a very early age how to work on engines, motors. I was rebuilding lawnmower motors, go-kart motors when I was less than 10 years old. And so I got involved with the mechanical engineering side of things, but in general, just the engineering way of thinking and very good tutoring in math. So I was very strong in math with the help from my dad and enjoyed that. So that's probably the biggest influence. And then maybe the other thing is my grandfather was a medical doctor. Seemed like to me being a doctor was too much involvement with people. And back then I didn't want to have that much involvement with people. But now I love it and I probably spend more time with people than my doctor siblings. So that's been interesting to see that evolve.
Well, that's fascinating. So what made you specifically get from that electrical engineering degree into process automation?
Well, it turns out I got interested in switched kind of from chemical engineering to electrical engineering and finished up in that degree. But then when I was interviewing, I saw a company in Longview, Texas called Eastman Kodak, the chemicals division that was close to where I grew up. I thought that'd be kind of neat to go back there. And the openings that they had were two, one in electrical power and one in process instrumentation, which I'd never heard of. And so I interviewed in both areas, and when I went back at the end of the day to the engineering superintendent, he asked me which area I was interested in, and I said, well, that instrumentation engineering looks really interesting. And he leaned over at me, and I can still remember him saying, are you sure? So I wonder what I was getting into, but I've absolutely loved it. I actually had a good, I did take a lot of chemical engineering, actually, along with my double E degree, and I had a good chemical engineer mentor in that instrument engineering group that really brought out and the application of chemical engineering in that field. And of course, as soon as I got into instrumentation, I started getting interested in control and then got involved with DCSs and put in their first Provox system in the mid 80s and got interested in control and went to all the the Fisher Rolls Mount Systems advanced control seminars and spent as much time around people like Terry Blevins and Greg McMillan as I could and just continue to learn.
Well, that sounds like, you know, some of those folks you speak of, Terry Blevins and Greg McMillan, are Hall of Fame people, and I'm sure you're well on your path to that here. Tell us about a recent challenge that you've helped one of our customers overcome.
Sure. One that comes to mind is really almost a year ago, we visited a small refinery in southern Arkansas, or a couple of refineries there, but one in particular, and they were a small facility. The people were kind of inexperienced with the control, but they were willing to share some of the challenges we had and continued to talk to those people for literally 9 months before I got the opportunity to have a small two-day on-site project to very specifically look at a small unit that they were having trouble with. And as soon as we got there, I could see that their biggest problem or their biggest challenge was the fact that they could not properly tune their level controllers. And while that seems simple and almost not worth worrying about, it's a huge impact, usually in a bad way, on your process. And there's very little good information out there on properly tuning level controllers, which are level is typically an integrating process. And most information on tuning those loops is not very good. And we have a phenomenally good way to tune those loops to achieve process performance. And in a matter of 2 days, we tuned up four or five of their key level loops, a couple of other temperature controllers, and left the site, you know, and I taught the gentleman as I was working with him what we do and how to do it. I got an email back from him a couple of weeks later that said that work in 2 days was worth about $150,000 a year benefit and potentially more as they were able to push their process faster. So I've been telling them that these techniques really will help their process. So it was very rewarding to see in a short amount of time such a good benefit. So it was very exciting.
Yeah, that's amazing. In your line of work, applying a little bit of that knowledge to it and can yield, you know, benefits in the hundreds of thousands or potentially millions, depending on the challenge you're trying to solve. That's excellent. So with all the fun that you have there in the plant, helping them improve their process so much, when you get outside of all that, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I spend a lot of time teaching my grandkids how to hunt and fish and work on go-karts and work on lawnmowers and help them with their math, as I did my children. And so that's been a fun part of the last several years, and I'm really enjoying that. That's where I spend a lot of my time. We have a family cattle ranch that we take care of and forget about all the technical stuff and get out there and get sweaty and take a little break. And that makes me ready on Monday morning to get back into the air conditioning room and think about technical things. So it's a good mix.
It sounds like you're helping the next generation find that same love of science, technology, engineering, and math and have some fun too. That sounds great. And I guess for my final question here, you know, we have a lot of new people coming in and joining the ranks in working in process manufacturing and in process automation. What advice would you have for some of the folks coming in and joining us?
Well, you know, try to find out about this area called process control, because literally I had no big understanding of it, particularly in the chemical and refining and on the process industries. I had courses on theoretical control, which I didn't understand exactly how to apply it and didn't have any exposure to chemical plants or refineries or anything of that nature. And so I would encourage to find out more about this, to do some reading, try to co-op or intern into these facilities and find out more about it. I mean, it's a small number of people in this field, which means the opportunity is great. I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm as excited, you know, this morning after 36 years of doing this kind of work as I was 20 years ago, you know, to tackle the next problem. And there's always problems that at first you don't understand or surprises. I was talking to one of my colleagues, Mark Corin, that you mentioned earlier, and he was telling me last week, you know, it's always fun to get a surprise that you have kind of an idea of what you think it is, but then it's something new and different and you're able to figure it out and solve the problem for the customer and make things run better. So it's super exciting to me and really absolutely enjoy it and still ready to get up and get going and tackle new problems every day. So those are the things I would suggest.
Well, if that doesn't fire you up to come join us, then I don't know what will. James, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yep. Thank you, Jim. Always enjoy working with you.